Menachos Daf Yud Gimel. We learn verses closer and foolish. Shleimo Shoshana Basya Bas Rachel Tvora. We are on Yud Beis Amud Beis. We stopped right in the middle of the opinion. I think maybe it's Kedai. It's worthwhile to go back to the Mishnah. So I was going to read from the Mishnah again and then go from there. So the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Beis says, someone does kmitza for mincha and he has machshava. Lechol kachatzi zayis. He has machshava, a pigle machshava, or a chatzi zayis for to eat half of the zayis tomorrow, and he has machshava also to burn half of the zayis mekomitz tomorrow. So once for achila, once for atara, we say the korban is kosher. There's no pigle machshava, even though we have zayis of machshava's pigle, but ein achila v'aktara mitzarfin. We can't combine a machshava of achila for adam and aktara for the mizbeach to make it a pigle. The Gemara then says, the word makes a deal. Because time, well, the reason why this mincha is kosher, he made a machshava, de le'echol u'lahatir. And one part of the machshava was to eat, the shirayim, and part was to eat, and part of it was the mahatir. And the chila and haktara are two different things, and they're not going to be starved. So the deal is, le'echol, to eat chatzizayis of the shirayim, ve le'echol dover shein darko le'echol, and to eat something else that's not the derech to be eaten, meaning like kometz, I guess. Kometz is supposed to be duhaktara, and it's not omed l'achila. So if you combine machshavas of achila, even if part of that of the achila machshava is on part of the mincha that's not used for achila, right? Le'echol, le'echol, davar shein darko le'echol, mitzarif. It could be mitzarif. That's the diach we're making. So the Gemara says v'kashra. That can't be. It's a kashra. V'hakatani, it says in the Reisha, it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, which is, I guess, on Daf Yud Beis, says in the beginning of the Mishnah, that when are you chayiv, when is the psul of machshava, is only when le'echol davar shedarko le'echol, or le'haktir davar shedarko le'haktir. Only if you have a machshava on something to eat something that's darko to eat, chutzutmano, or le'haktir something that's darko le'haktir chutzutmano. But to have machshava l'achila on something that's not darko to be eaten doesn't work, right? That's the deal. Le'echol davar shedarko le'echol, le'haktir davar shedarko le'haktir. So the Mishnah is so sardiyah. The Gemara says, Man Tana, who's the Tana of the Sefer that from there we made the deal that if you had machshava to eat a part of the kazayas tomorrow, right, eating darko she'ain darko le'echol, that's a machshava. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Hamani, who is that? That's Rabbi Lezer. That's a sheet of Rabbi Lezer. The Amar who says, Mechashvin meachilas adam leachilas mizbeach, umeachilas mizbeach leachilas adam. Because he says you're allowed to combine that even if you have machshava to eat a komitz, or you have machshava to hak your shirayim, which is the opposite of what's supposed to be done with those items, nevertheless, that's still considered a machshava for selus, and therefore you'd be able to combine them. The Tanan, because we have a Mishnah, so the Mishnah of Daf Yud Zayin, that says, hakomitz es hamincha, if you do kamitza and of the mincha, le'echol dover shein darko le'echol, to eat something that's not derech to be eaten. Meaning, I guess I'm an ass to eat the komitz, right? Lahaktir, davar shein darko lahaktir, or we're burned to shirayim. The Tanakhama says that the carbon is kosher, because I have it, behold, that machshava is only poselis if you machshav for something that's roi on that item. But Rabbi Lezer, posel, he says it's still posel, because even if it's a davar that's not roi, the machshava is poselis, right? Machshava to eat the kamitza, or to burn the shirayim, that's still machshava poselis. The safe of our Mishnah goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, and then the ratio that said that only if it's darkled, if it's lechol davar shedarko lechol, that's going to go like the chachamim. Abai says, as we're up to, so Abai Amar no, afilu tamer. You can say that the safe of our Mishnah goes like the rabbanon. Afilu tamer rabbanon that we say that machshava is not poselis with davar roi. The problem is we made the wrong deal. He's going to say below tamer, don't say how lechol. Right, and below tamer your deal. Don't make the deal in the safe like we made. That's dafko le'echol chatzizay shirayim ulahakir chatzizay komitz. That's what's kosher. No, hal lechol, right? Lechol v'le'echol dover shein darko le'echol ela ema hal le'echol v'le'echol dover shein darko le'echol. Right, so the lashon is like a little missing. So he says we should make the deal should be if you to eat chatzizay shirayim ulahakir chatzizay komitz. That's kosher. Hal lechol v'le'echol dover shein darko le'echol. You go well, that. So you have machshava to eat chatzizayis b'chutz and chatzizayis l'machar. He says the deek you should make is that to two tatsuvim that are applicable to this item can be mitzarev. So if I have machshava to eat chatzizayis b'machor, I also have chazayis to eat chatzizayis outside, those two are mitzarev. Not the figgle, obviously, but the mitzarev to make it possible. So the Mishnah Gemara asks, we already know that. It says, why are you making that to eat? Well, my kamash malon, of the hedge of katoni lei, that says before us in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you have machshava lechol chazayis b'chutz, the chazayis b'machor, or chazayis b'machor b'chazayis l'chutz, and it then says, chachatzizayis b'chutz, the chachatzizayis b'machor, chachatzizayis b'machor, chachatzizayis b'chutz, it's possible in b'choris. So you already see that two halves of a chazayis, one for chutz of mano, one for chutz of komo, are mitzvah of the puzzle. So why is Abayi saying that that's the diuk? Said explicitly in the Mishnah. Gemara says, so Gemara basically asks, so hachulamali. So what's this? So basically, what is this seifa of our Mishnah coming to tell us? E le'efol, the le'efol dovers ein dark le'efol, kamashma the mitzari. If you're going to say that it's coming to include, that it's coming to tell, to make the people that dafka, that the achila and haktara are not mitzari. If you have machshava to eat chatzizayis shirayim, to eat chatzizayis komets, mirasha shamin alei, we already see from the ratio that that's not the case. Because the ratio already tells us that dover shadarkal echo. So you can't come to tell me that you can be with starif, dover shadarkal echo, with dover chain darkal echo. So it can't be that. And e le echo ulahakir, and if it's coming to teach me, right, that chatziz, that if you had machshava to eat chatzizayis and lahakir chatzizayis, that they can be if the Tana of the Sefer has come to teach us that if you have Machshava to eat half of the Zayas of the Shirayim, which is what you're supposed to do, and Lahakir, and to be Makir Chachi Zayas of Komets, that those Machshavas don't work, they don't combine, does not mean that you can't be with Sarim, Hatara, and Kemitza, the Gemara says, we do Yukud Ereshah Shamaslay. We already have that from the Yukud Ereshah, but the Diyuk from there is that you have to be mechashiv echol chatzizayis shirayim, and if you have a machshava on chatzizayis shirayim and a machshava on chatzizayis komets, they're not mitzvah, because one's achila and one's haktara. So therefore the hashda, so we already know from the ratio, I'm sorry, it's very confusing, we already know from the ratio that it says, the ratio says, sorry, okay, E le efol lahakir, right? Midyuk of the ratio shamus le the hashda, because the ratio says mala efol le efol dovash and dakol efol and markel mitzarif le efol lahakir mi boy. The ratio says that you can't be mitzarif when you have machshav of achila. You can't be mitzarif achila of dakol efol achila she ain't dakol efol. So even if you have the same type of machshav, which is achila, doesn't work. So culture gain that you're not mitzarif half a zayis of achila and half a zayis of haktara, because They're different concepts. One's achila, one's haktara. So the question basically is, so what's the sefer come to teach me? Everything the sefer's come to teach me, I already know from the ratio. So one says, no, the sefer's come to teach us, it did by itself. The sefer's come to teach me, le'echol, if you have makshava to eat chatzizayis shirayim, u'lahakdir, and to be makdir chatzizayis homates, right, that those are not mitzarev. They're not mitzarev, those two. Why not? It's terichle. Sognet chomino, Hashem who the loki orcha kamachashiv, aval hacha the b'haiki orcha kamachashiv, b'haiki orcha kamachashiv, emo tzarif kamash malon. You said the ratio case was what, where I had machshava over there to eat the shirayim, and to the hashem where I had machashiv to eat the shirayim and the komets. That's not mitzarif because the low orcha kamachashiv, because you didn't have intent for what these items are supposed to be used for. To eat the komets is a bad intent. There's nothing to do there, right? You do, because the chatzizayis of the komets, it's specifically for haktara. Therefore, it's not machshava, it's not going to start for the chatzizayis. But maybe you say here, in our case, to eat chatzizayis of the shirayim, and to maktir chatzizayis of the komets, maybe you would say the b'haki orcha kamachashiv, or b'haki orcha kamachashiv, it's even emel of tzarif. You have a machshava, half a chatzizayis of, to eat half a chatzizayis of shirayim, and a machshava to be maktir chatzizayis of komets tomorrow. Maybe you would say those are mitzarev because you have proper machshava. You have machshava that is applicable to each of those items, and therefore they should be mitzarev. Comes along, comes our Mishnah, that they're not mitzarif because you can't be mitzarif achila and hatara. It's a little confusing. Let's pass that again. But it can't be mitzarif. Okay. Hajjan Allah, kolam anafas. Hajjan Allah, kolam anafas. Hajjan Allah, kolam anafas. Second parrot. Okay. We do piggle again. We're back and forth. Piggle, piggle, piggle. So. Now the Mishnah says, Hakomets es ha-mincha. Right? You did kemitza the mincha, and you had makshaba during the kemitza, le'echol shiyareha, to eat from the shirayim tomorrow, which is after the zman of the fila. Right? Because the mincha is a kachim kachim, and you only have the day and the night. By tomorrow, by alosha shachat shachar, or the rabbanon, I guess, of the chatos, by tomorrow, if we cut this puzzle, so you have makshaba to eat the shirayim tomorrow, oh, la'hakir kumtzu ma'achar, or I have makshaba to burn the komets on the zbeach tomorrow, past its time. So here the Mishnah's interesting language is Moder Rabbi Yossi Bazeh. Rabbi Yossi agrees to this. We'll see Rabbi Yossi in a minute. Moder Rabbi Yossi Bazeh, Shehu Pigel, the Chayav of Karis. Everyone agrees that this is Pigel. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees this is Pigel. And the Chayav Karis, if you eat the Shirayim after you had this Makshava, you Chayav Karis. Well, yeah, whatever the rules are. Whatever those rules are. What do you mean? Right, well, right, as we said, ready, chassis. That's the Kohen's part. For some of the menachos, the Kohanim eats a shirayim. If there's a pigle, if the carbon becomes pigle, the Kohanim eat that shirayim from that carbon, the Chayav Karis. So, now the Mishnah then says, remember, but part of the carbon mincha is not only did you take a kmitza's worth of solas, you also had to gather the lavona off of top of the flour, and you burn the lavona. So, lahakti levonasa lemachar. If I do kemitza of a korban mincha with the machshava to burn the lavona tomorrow, so Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says pasul, Rabbi Yossi says that's pasul. The ain't no karis, and there's no karis. Fine. Chamim Mormon, Chamim say no. This is pigle. The chayavim alav karis and yachayev karis. So they asked him, Amrulo. The Chamim asked Rabbi Yossi, my shina zeh. Why is the din of the mincha different from min zeva, different from a karban? Why? Because if I shecht an animal and I have mine, the machshava, to burn the emurim tomorrow, that's pigle. So why is that? Why by mincha, if I did kemitza, which is in lieu of the shechita, to burn the lavona tomorrow, why is it not pigle? I have in mind the lavoda to burn something that needs to be burned tomorrow. Why is that not pigle? So he answers them, Amr Lahan, Shazevah, Damo, Ubisaro, the Emur of Ephod. They're all part of the same animal. It's all the same thing. Luvona, Enam, and Mincha. But Luvona is different, right? The Gemara doesn't explain what that means. But basically what it's saying is that the Luvona is separate. They're two Matirim when it comes to a Mincha, right? You have the Kemitza and the Luvona. They're separate concepts. So right now we don't know what exactly the reason for Rabbi Yossi, but saying that when you have two separate items, a mincha and a lavona, you can't have machshav on one applied to the other. Mars explained to us why. So, no. Still possible. You think if you can't get more without lavona, you just machshav on one, it won't make the carbon pigle. No. Only those that do have lavona. Okay, so the Mishnah said, right, that if the komets of mincha are manas to eat the shirayim, or to make the komets to chutz zmano, mode Rabbi Yossi b'zeh. So why is it wasn't? That's not the way the Mishnah usually says. Usually the Mishnah says, stam, and then there's a machlokus, I'll say the machlokus afterwards. So Gemara says, lam le Mishnah, mode Rabbi Yossi b'zeh. Why does the Mishnah have to say, mode Rabbi Yossi, or Mishnah says b'zeh, why does the Mishnah have to say that? So the Gemara says, mishum, the kaboy le Mishnah sefer. Because we had to talk about the sefer. Sefer says what? If you had machshava lahakdi levonasa lemachar, to be makdi levona tomorrow, Rabbi Yossi Omer possibly in bokaris. He says if you did kemitza with machshava to burn the levona tomorrow, it's no karis. Umal detema, you would have thought, what's the reason for Rabbi Yossi? Umal detema, time of the Rabbi Yossi, mishum dekasava she'em efag mechatzi matir. You would have thought the reason why he says it's not pigle, because he holds e'em efag mechatzi matir. You have the mincha. And you have the kemitza and the lavona. You have to burn both in order for the shirayim to become mutar lachila. half a matir is a mitzvah, half a matir is a levona. So he says, and you have to have machshava to make pigle, the machshava has to be applied to the entire matir, not to half. So if that would be the case, time of Yosef is a machshava matir, and therefore what? A filib reishanami. Then he would have argued in the reish, if that's his svara, then he would argue in the reisha also. Because the reisha simply says, a komet is a mincha, lechol shirehu lahaktik mumsulamachar. So you only had machshava for the burn the kamitza tomorrow. Nothing to do with the Labona. So maybe you would have thought that Rabbi Yossi argues over there. Because if you would have thought that his svar is a mefag b'chatsi matir, then that applies to both the reisha and the sefer. So therefore the Gemara comes out, no. The Gemara says, a filu reisha, you would have said a filu reisha nami. Right? Even the reisha also, he would have had the he would have said that it's not pigel, because the komet is only b'chatsi matir. So had you just not said moda Rabbi Yossi b'zo, and just had the machlokas Rabbi Yossi, without mentioning that he was moda, you would have come to the mistaken impression that the reason why he's calling it is because he says aim a father of the Patsy Matir, and then he would argue on the ratio also. In order to get rid of that and to show that he only argues in the Seifa, we say he's explicitly he's mode in the ratio. He argues in the Seifa. And why is he arguing in the Seifa? Now we have to figure out what his reason why he argues in the Seifa is. The Gemara then says, Kamash Malon, you said that, sorry, Kamash Malon, the Baha Mode. So that's why it says specifically that Rav Yosi, in the case of Kamat Amanas Lahakir Hakomit, Kuslusmano, even though it's only Chatzi Matir, he is still Moda. So what's the reason why Komitz Amanach Lahakti Levona tomorrow? He's not. He argues. Gemara. That's the next piece of Gemara. Lahakti Levona to Lamachar. Rabbi Yossi Omer Pasul Eimel Karis. He says it's Pasul, but there is no Karis. So Amrei Shlakish. What's the reasoning for Rabbi Yossi? Omer Hayir Rabbi Yossi Ein Matir Nifagel Esan Matir. It's not like it's Chatzi Matir. You are Nifagel the Chatzi Matir. But the problem over here is that you can't have a pigel machshava during one matir to not affect the other matir. So if I have a machshava to do kemitza, which is one matir, I'm an asal hakel levona. The other matir, Yosef says that doesn't work. That's not efficient, right? Ein matir fagel etzam matir. Rashi says ein avod the third Rashi on the page. Ein avod as matir zeh to go komet moeles. I don't know what the svar is, but he's saying that you can't have a machshava during one matir, machshava in the other matir doesn't do anything. What the lumbus is behind that? Two, one. One. Right, the blood is four vocals. Right. How you matir the meat on the meat of the karva? Blood, first of the blood, right? Here we have two. We have the burning of the kemitza, burning of the komitz, the burning of the levona. No, not shaykh by itself. That was the Mishnah. The Mishnah asked him, "What's the difference?" So he answered. Now we understand the answer. He says, "No, because by the meat and the blood, it's all one thing. By the mincha, it's two separate things." Let's just finish this very very shlakish. Omer Reish Lakish, Omer Hayi Rabbi Yossi. Ein matir mefagel es hamatir v'chenet haomer. And similarly, v'shnei bazichin levona shalech l'apanim. When it comes to the two spoonfuls of levona that you had to burn for the lechem upon it in order to allow the previous week's bread to be eaten, right? Ein matir mefagel es hamatir. That if you had machshava during the haktaras of one of the bazichim, then you matir the other bezach chutz l'mismano, whatever chutz l'mismano is in that case, right? Then it's not pigel. Again, if you had machshava, I guess that would be machshava. That's not going to be pigel. Look at Rashi says the chenta over the zichin levona shein hikir ha'echam yivzichin lechem aponim amanach lahakir acher lemachar eino machshava lefagel. That's not a machshava lefagel. Okay. So the Gemara says my v'chenta over. What does it mean v'chenta over? Pasha. We just said it. The two matirim, a machshava from one matir, cannot affect the other matir. So what are you saying? V'chein ta'omer by the shnei b'zichin levona. Pashut. It's the same halacha. What did you say it for? Right. Why is it? My v'chein. Rashi says, Pshita, the kol heicha v'ika shnei matirim, poli Rabbi Yossi. Here are the two matirim. So my v'chein ta'omer. So you would say, ma v'chein, or maybe you would have said, taima de Rabbi Yossi, the reason why one matir cannot be mefagel if you have machshav for the other matir, that only applies by Lavona, because we should lav mina de minchahi. Because Lavona, is not the same min as the mincha. The mincha is solace, and this is frankincense. This is levona, right? But about b'shnei bazichi levona, but by the case of b'shnei bazichi levona, the minod ha'adodi nidu. They're both the same min. Ema, maybe you said mefagli ha'adodi. Maybe you would say that a machshav in one works for the other. Kamash malon, that no, it has nothing to do with the minim. It has to do with the matirim. So even my shnei bazichi levona, which is shnei, I don't say the habim because we said it clear as matirim. We never made it right. And Rashi says. But it says, "Lab mi nei the mincha." The zosos is olavona. So kamash v'lon that there's no chiluk. That even if they're from one min, anything that's shnei matirim, Yossi says that you can't be mefagel from one to the other. I don't understand how. Right? What was the havamina? He says, "Ei matir mefagel samatir." He doesn't say "Ei matir mefagel samatir b'shnei min." He says "Ei matir mefagel samatir." Oh, so he's saying that if it's two parts of the one thing, so it's really only one matzah. Yeah.
Okay.
So we mean matzahs amrat, time of Rabbi Yossi, Blavona, Lav Mishav, Lav Benei, the Minachi. That can you really merge and ask now? You just said the reason why, that Rabbi Yossi said that the reason why is because it's that he says by the Shnei Bezichi Lavona and by the Komets of the Lavona is because the Shnei Matirah. Not because it's different, it's a different min. Is that really the case? Lav mishuv, lav miyad minchi? I thought that is the reason. Hokatani Seifa, at the Seifa of the Mishnah that we quoted, Omru lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yossi, my Shinto, what did I say in our Mishnah? What is the din? Why is it different? The machshava on the Kamitza for the Levona, why is that different? Min hazeva, why is it any different from the Karbon? But Omru lahen, and Rabbi Yossi said to them, the Chilik is why? He doesn't say the chiluk is because of two matirim. He says the chiluk is shehazebach udama ubisaro veimurim echad. When it comes to the carbon, the blood and the meat and the fats, they're all one min. They're all from the zebach. The levona ain't a min a mincha, but levona is different because the mincha is solus and this is levona. So you see from here that the reason for Yossi is not because ain't matir fagel is a matir. The reason is because the machshava cannot work if it's not for its own min. Machshava for solas doesn't work. Machshava is on Lavona because one's a mincha, one's komets, one's Lavona. I don't say because it's shnei minim. It doesn't say because it's shnei matir. Because it's shnei minim. And we go back to our question of by the bezichi Lavona. It's the same min. Maybe machshava should work from one to the other. So the Gemara has to reinterpret what Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah. Basically, we can end up saying that Rabbi Yossi does hold the reason is just because ain matir refagel matir. And how do you reinterpret Lavona ain't a min of mincha. Umay ain't a min of mincha. Ain't a be'ik of mincha. It can't hold back the mincha. The lab ki heichi dim akivu komets of shirayim. Right? The kama de lo mkater komets lo mis akil shirayim hachanami ma'akivu vona. I'm just going to read it. Eli e boy ha'makta v'resha, e boy ha'makta v'resha. He says the lav ki heichi dem right. He says the lav ki heichi dem akivul komets b'shirayim. Don't say that the levona is like the shirayim, that the komets is ma'akiv the shirayim. Right? If you don't bring the kamitza, you can't eat the shirayim. Don't say that if you don't bring the kamitza, then you can't do the levona. And you would think that the kamad lo mekater komets that so long as you didn't burn the komets lo mit achil shirayim hachinayim achil levonet. Like I just said, the halacha is that so long as you didn't burn the kamitza, you can't eat the shirayim. Don't say that so long as you didn't burn the komets, you can't be makir levona. El e boy high makir bereisha, the e boy high makir bereisha. Each you can burn the levona before the komets. You can burn the komets before the levona. The levona is not dependent on the kamitza. That's what he means. Ain't a min a mincha. It's not dependent on it. Why is it not dependent on it? It's two separate matirah. Combined to one. It's not dependent. That's what he means. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ein of the equal of mincha. That we're talking about. Right? Ein of the equal of mincha. So, klomar. La'olam, really, time of mishum, the ein matir mifagel to matir. One matir cannot be mifagel another matir. But hakaka amalu. Hazeva kulu epat. Right? The zevach is one min. Va'adam hu matir sa'imurim. And the blood is matir de'imurim. Hilka, kish, kish, ikal, imurim.
So you have machshava on the Yimurim, right? Chutz l'zmano, right? The shas of Olam Zadam, lach shnei matarim dinu. It's not two matirim. It's not two matirim. It's one matir. Aba la'on levona ena makeves mincha, ela b'chval ik, ela ena... What's that? Aba la'ona ena makeves mincha, ena b'chval ikum shirayim, the ena l'chomets v'akev l'vona mehikir, yehechi z'makev shirayim. The komets is not ma'akiv the levona. It's not that if I didn't have it been ma'akiv the komets, I can't be ma'akiv the levona. Hilkach habi levona ma'akiv if they atzmo. Since I can do the levona in and of by itself, even before the kemitza, it's its own separate matir, right? Hilkach habi levona ma'akiv they atzmo, the umr ain't ma'akiv the matir. That's what he means when he says, ha levona ain't a min mincha. Meaning the levona is not like the shiraya. It's not min a mincha. Meaning that it's not min a mincha that the komets is ma'akiv it. It's independent. Therefore, it's too much irim, and you can't. Go back to say the reason why Yossi argues. He says it was ain matir refining al matir. Got it? Okay. The Rabbanon. So why don't the Rabbanon? Right. The Rabbanon. I guess is going to say they say that ain, they agree. I guess ain matir refining al matir. Right. Rabbanon. Right. Ki kamrin. And when do they say ain matir refining al matir? When do they say the concept of ain matir refining al matir? Hani mili. Hecha to lo ikavu b'chad mano, aval hechu the ikavu b'chad mano kichad dami. They say that the only time we say ein matir refagas a matir is when each of the matir of these separate matirim are in two different kelim, in two different receptacles, right? So the machshava on one is not going to be refagas the other machshava, but hecha the ikavu b'chad mina. But when there's two mean the two matirim are in one kli, where is the komets of levona? They're both in the kli. Right, the levona is on top of the. You have to pull out the kmitza from the kli, and then you take the levona from the kli. So once they're put in the same keli, then he says kichad dami. They're considered as one matir, and therefore a machshav in one would affect the other ones. Just to figure out the svara behind that, but that's what they hold. Look at Rashi. Heichad what? Okay. Heichad delo ikvu b'chad mana. Kigon kipsei atzeres. See you soon. We have the two sheep that are brought on Shavuos, right? From Kipsay Teres, the Moed Rabbanim say to the Masnitzim, in the Mishnah, that if you have Shachot Echad min Akvasim, Echad min Chaveru L'Machar, Shnei Kesherim, there's Shnei Matir Mes Alechem. You have the Lechem of that Karban, they're Matir to eat the Lechem, you have these two animals, but Machshava on animal A, to eat animal B L'Machar, that's not effective. That doesn't work. It's too Matir. And Chachamim agree in that case. Why do they agree there, and not in that case of the Minchah Levona, right? Because if you said over there, because it's two separate bodies over here with the komets and the levona in one kli, it's one body and therefore they become one matir. Where? Right. So it must be that that Rav Yossi holds here, it didn't drop on it for whatever reason. Okay. So now talk a little bit about the levona. Amar Rav Yonai. Likut levona bizar pasul. If a zar, a non-kohen, gathers the levona from the flower, then the carbon is pasul. We don't say you can put it back and it's pasul. Done. Gemara says why? Basically, my time. What's the reason why it's pasul by a zar? It's not an avoda. What are the avodas? Kemitza, halacha, hagasha, and hatara. What is gathering the levona? Why does that make it pasul? What do you do? Mar says, Amar of Yirmiya, Mishim Halacha Nagva. Likut Levona is the beginning part, I guess, the start of Halacha. Therefore, it's subsumed in the category of Halacha. But the Rashi, Mishim Halacha Nagva, Shezesh Likta, the guy who gathers it and then gives it to the Kohen, but not to the Kohen, Niyat Vihilus HaKohen. He diminished the amount of space that the Kohen is going to walk. The halacha achas min avoda, and halacha is one of the avodas. I mean, mizbach, the simple halacha, the simple kuvnei aron, right? So that's considered an avoda. The kasavar and Rav Yanai holds halacha shlo beregel shmo halacha. Halacha is not just walking it; it's bringing it closer. So if I, the zar, take the levona and then give it to a kohen, I move it. I guess if I move, it must be if I move it closer than the bear, I guess. If I moved it by giving it to the kohen, that's considered halacha, and we know that halacha is our psula, and halacha is puzzle. Right, Rashi. Right, Rashi. Shalo beregel to vozar, shalo zaz mekomo, elik to voshito kohen. That's a problem, because halacha even halacha biyad, halacha shlo beregel is considered halacha. So I picked it up because I took it from that kmitza up to here, gave it to a kohen. That's part of the halacha, and halacha is pasul bazar. So the reason why likut levona by azar is pasul is because it's halacha. I guess I took it from there to here, or I gave it to a kohen. So Amar Amari Afana Nami Tinina. I also learned. We learned this from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that thought. It was the Mishnah we saw yesterday. Kol haKometz, whoever does kmitza, v'hanosim b'kli. You put the kometz in the kli. V'hamolech, or you walk and you bring the kometz. V'hamakdir, you burn the kometz. Right? If you have machshava during any, if you had machshava to do any of these avodas for tzlozmano, then as you said figol. So bishlam haKometz. I understand what kmitz is. Hainu shochik. That corresponds to shchita. Molech nami. Hainu molech. Halacha is also halacha. Makir hainu zorek. Elanosim b'kli. Putting the kmitza into the kli. What does that correspond to? Micah Abidle, what did he do? Ilema mishum the dummy the Kabbalah. Maybe it's the same for the Kabbalah. The blood goes into the kli. The kmitza goes into the kometz goes into the kli. The kli we say with me dummy. Why are they similar? Hasam by the dam mi mela. It happens in mela. Blood falls into the kli. These things are not the same. They're not the same. Right? You check the animal. The blood spurts out. It falls into the kli. But Hakka, by the Nasir, the Kohen is in the Kli, it's not in Mela, Kashaka Verami. The Kohen has to place it in there, right? So why is Nasir the Kli considered an Avodah? Different than the Zerika, than the Kabbalah Saddam. Ella, so explains Rav Mari, Mishum, the cave under low Sagi laid the low Avidla. The reason why is because you can't do it. It's EFSHAR to be mocked in the Kohen unless you put it into a Kli. Because what are you going to do? The guy's going to walk with it in his hands the whole way, just spill out. And if it's missing, it's possible. So you have to put it into a receptacle. So therefore, since it's indispensable, right? So avoda kashiva, since it's an avoda, v'akorkach mashmilei kabbalah, and that's why it's the same thing as kabbalah, because it's indispensable. So hachanami, so we say so too in our case by the likut levona, came with the lo sagila, the lo avidla. It's impossible to burn the levona unless you gather the levona. So therefore, it's indispensable. Avoda kashuva, it's considered an indispensable avoda. V'akorkach mashmilei kalacha, and that's why we compare it to halacha. That's it. You see, that Nikol Levona is like halacha, but it's indispensable.
Wait,
Hector. No, but that's how you're defining it. He's defining it. No, that's something that needs to be done. If it's indispensable in the process, it's not a Hector. It's an avoda. You have to then make it. Then you have to put it into a category. So Kabbalah is Kabbalah, and Nikol Levona is halacha, because it's indispensable. That's how they're defining it. Gemara says, low. No, don't say that. Don't say that Likut Levona, you're going to learn Likut Levona from... Don't say you're going to learn Likut Levona is like halacha, because La'olam, you could say that the dummy Lekabala. Maybe you could say... Maybe you... Right, what they're saying right now is that... I think what they're saying is they're not arguing on the din of Rav Yannai, that Likut Levona is our apostle. He's just saying here that... Maybe you could say that don't learn Likut Levona from the scene of the Kli to teach me that it's like Halacha. Maybe it's not like Halacha, right? La'olam the Dami LeKabbalah. Maybe you would say it's like Kabbalah. Or the Kakashilach, and you asked originally, Hasa Mimela, Lahaka Kashaka Virami, Nichte Tarvai Kadusis Klihu. Mali Mimela, Mali Kashaka Virami. The whole way we got to Halacha. We say because anything that's indispensable is an avoda, and the sinus of the komets in the kli is indispensable, and that's why it's even though it's different than Kabbalah of blood. We say no. We're going to say that the sinus of kli is the same thing as Kabbalah of blood. Who cares whether it happens mimela? Who cares whether it happens with the avoda with the kohen's force? You're putting something into a kli, so the sinus of the kli and Kabbalah Saddam are the same thing. We don't have the concept of avoda chashuva, and therefore we don't have proof that the likut levona would be possible by zar, because we don't say the concept of avoda chashuva. So we can say, he says, with kashalah, she says, lo, la'olam the dummy. Maybe you would say that the sinus akli is similar, the dummy the kabbalah, or the kashalah, and you ask, hasa mimela, vahacha, kashaka verami, and here you put it in by itself, michte tarvaya kadushas kliyu. Both of them are becoming kadosh by being placed in the kli. Mali mimela, mali kashlak of rami. Why does it make a difference whether it happens by mimela or it happens by yadayim? There's no chilik.
And therefore, Nesinas Kli, it's considered an avoda for Pigel, same thing by Kabbalah. And nevertheless, you see, we can't learn that Likut Levona is an avoda because it's not similar to anything. So we're kind of stuck here now. So why, according to Rav Yanai, is Likut Levona Bazar Pasa? Not similar to what is it? What's the reason? Okay. The Mishnah coming up now is talking again, this Mishnah we just quoted before, is talking about if you were mefagel by part of the carbon, right? Is the entire carbon pogo. So the Mishnah is going to bring a case of two carbonos that each one has two parts, right? The first carbon is the carbon minchas bikurim, right? That's the shtei alechem that's brought on atzeres. It's brought from the tzua chadasha of the year, and you bring with it shnei kvasim. You bring two of these sheep for a carbon shlamim, all right? And the Kohen waves them together. Right, and the hakrava of the kvasim, right, burning those two sheeps, that's what's matir and mekadesh the shtei halechem, and to eat. Right, and the second one that we have two matirim is the one that we see all the time is the korban lechem aponim that comes every Shabbos. Right, that you put on the shulchan the two stacks of bread. Each stack has six chalos, and on each maracha you have the vezichei levona, and the following Shabbos. You burned each levona on the inside, the inner mizbeach, and then the chalos are to divvied up amongst the kohanim to be eaten. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, shachat shnei kivasim. You shechted both of the korban shlamim mitzeres, right? You shechted them leechol achas min achalos lemachar. I had kavana through the shechita of both kivasim to eat one of the breads tomorrow after the zman of achila, right? It came with two breads. I have kavana on one of the breads tomorrow, or same thing. Hikir shnei bazichin. I was makir both of the bazichin with what leechol echad min astarim lemachar. To eat one of the stacks of six breads tomorrow, right? Yes, tomorrow, which is after the achila, because you're going to eat it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, osa hachala v'osa haseder shechisha v'la pigol. He says that portion that you had a machshavas pigel on, it's pigel. So that lechem on Shabbos, that stack is pigel, but the other stack is fine, and you can eat it. But, Vasheni pasul evil karis. Well, should have just read further. The second one that you didn't have machshavas on, it's just pasul, but there's no karis. Right, so some say that, that pasul is only the rabbanon. Because if you match your one challah, then maybe you can come and eat the other challah as well. Some say the psul is a doraisa, but since it was done the psul, right? It was done with the psul, right? The hakara was done with the psul, so the item was possible. Just one thing is what kind of forest, but that's what you had the machshava on. But chachamim omrim zeh v'zeh pigel b'chayav makaris. They say no. If I had a machshava that have that one of the chalos is the pigel permeates to everything, and they're all pigel and yachayev karis. So again, if I had machshava during both hakara, both bazicha levona, that only one stack of loaves should be pigel, the chacham say the whole thing is pigel, and even if I eat from the other stack, chayev karis. So Amar Rav Huna says Omer HaRav Yossi, right? This is Rav Yossi from Mishnah. Oh, Omer HaRav Yossi. Rav Yossi would say pigel by yarech shel yamin. Lonis pagla yerach so small. If during shechita I had machshava that I'm going to eat the right leg chutz l'zmano, so then the pigel only goes on the right leg, and there's no pigel on the rest of the body of the animal. He divvies it up, right? Lonis pagla just so small. So my timer. What's the reason, right? You should pashtus is if pigel in any portion of the animal, the whole animal becomes pigel. Why does he say that you can divvy up the animal into portions? Ibai same asvara, ibai same akra. Either it's a svara or it's a akra. Ibai same asvara. You can say it's a svara. Why? He says, lo adifa machshava mi maisa atuma. Because machshava cannot be any more powerful than maisa atuma. Why? Ilu it mechad ever, my it mekula. If what happens here is you chopped up the animal. So if one piece of the animal became tame, does that permeate the rest of the animal once they're separated? No, they're separate pieces. So the same thing by machshava. I had machshava to eat one, it's a little different. I had machshava to eat one later when it's separated, That's not going to refer me into the rest.
Yeah, I know. That's my caution. By the Tumah case, we're dealing with a case where it's already separated. The Machshava, he's having the Machshava. The moment he has the Machshava, the animal's whole. He's having Machshava. And when it becomes separated, only eat that portion separate. That's a chilek. I hear you. Right? So, me itmele kuva. Does he ask that question? He quotes the chidushim the Rashba that's brought down. He says he brings that down that hara that ha'ara, but he says we call makom because the machshava is only on one aver. It says if it was hufrash. I don't understand what that means. I hear your point. I have the same question. Levi say makro, or you can say it's from a pasuk, right? Because it's pasuk says v'hanefesh ha'ocheles mimenu avonu tisa. Mimenu v'lo mechavero. Also, hanachas to oko mimenu. We eat from that pigle. Then you have kares. You eat mimenu, right on lo mechavero, not from your friend. What? Yeah, but so I understand that. I understand that. I guess when it comes to the chalos, that one limb and the other limb is his friend. It's all part of the act. Similar question that we just. No, but Rav Yossi is saying here. Rav Huna says, "Pigel be yerach shel yamin, lo nisfag be yerach shel shmol." Who? What today? Right, so if I had, that's the case of where I had machshava to burn all the emurim. Why is that? There's one min, because it's only one matir. But by the mincha and the levona, there's shnei matirim. So machshava by one matir doesn't apply to one matir. This is a different case. I'm not talking about matirim over here. Okay, so we'll do the question. Menachem will give the answer tomorrow. So Esvei. So Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna, right? Basically, right now, because Rav Huna just said that Rav Yossi held that Pigel be Yerach Shel Yamin, right? Lonis Pagel Yerach Shel Shmol. So, Esi Rav, but Nachman Rav Huna, Olam Ein Bo Karis. We have the bright, right? It says the Chum said that Olam Ein Bo Karis, Ad She Yifagel Bishtein Bekazayas, Bishtein In, Ba'achas Mehen Lo. So, what happens over here? We have a Brisa that says, where the Shtei Halechem, right, but the Kipsay Tzeres, the Shtei Lechem, it says, there's not pigle and the Lechem, alright, Achi Yifagel, unless the Machshava, to eat Chutzlazmano, Bishtein Kazayas, to eat a Kazayas from both of them, Chutzlazmano. Then they're both become pigle. Bishtein in, only if you have Machshava, pigle on both breads, they become pigle. Ba'achas Mehen, lo. Then it's not, and only on one, it's not, right? So money. So who does this Brisa go like? Elim Rabbanon, if you say it goes like Rabbanon, right, that can't be, because according to them, a few achas mehenami, even if you only had pigle machshava on one, the pigle permeates to the other one, right? Ilei merabbanon, a few be achas mehenami is pigle. El pshita Rav Yossi, rather it must be like Rav Yossi. So therefore, Rav Nachman saying, iya mart bishem alchad kufahu, if you say it's one group, mishum hachim mitstarif. El iya mart trei good puninu mi mitstarfi. You, if look, questions like this, if you say that the yerech yamin and the small, right, is one guf. So if you pigle by one, the second one is mefagel because the zevach is one. So the brisa makes sense that for the shtei chalos, even though they're shnei gufim, nevertheless mishum hachi mitzari. What's the question? The Isha of Nachman Rav Huna. The Olam Ein, the Rabbi Bryce says, the Olam Ein Bo Kares, Achi Fagel Bishneim Gazayas. Bishneim In, Ba'achas Mehen Lo. So Elam and Rabbanon, I'm going to say it's Rabbanon, it can't be Sharei, because they hold a field of Achas Mehen Nami, right? If you have Pigel on one, it permeates the other. Elapshita, the whole type of Rav Yossi. So Rav Nachman's going to say, not like Rav Huna. Why? Iya Mart Bishnah Lechad Gufahu, if we're going to say that the Yerech, right, that the animal is one guf. So the Yerach Yamin and the Yerach Shmol is one guf. So if you do pigle by one, Mimela, you pickle on the second one, that's because it's one zebah. So I understand the brisa by the shnei chalos, that even though there's shnei gufin, nevertheless, when you mechashiv on one kezayis, I guess one kezayis combined, for both of them, one kezayis combined, mishum hachi mitzarif, therefore they're mitzarif, and therefore it's if you mechashiv on one complete kezayis, and they're both come pigle, and therefore the machshava is mitzarif. But, if you say that the yerech yamin and the yerech small are trei gufin yamin, they're two separate entities, how is it possible to say that if you have a machshava on one kezayis, I guess half a kezayis from this chala, half a kezayis from that chala, I'm not clear. Stop here.